la la.
What do you mean you're scared it's not going to be good?
I mean, not scared, just worried.
It's always good. Hi, everyone. It's 6 p.m. Friday. You're listening to Shut Up Weirdo on WFMU. I'm Frangry.
I'm Michelle.
We're your hosts.
My mic's doing weird things.
You're doing weird things.
I am a weird thing.
Aren't we all?
We're all weird things. How are all the weirdos out there doing tonight?
I hope they're well. I love me the weirdos. I'm
sweating a little.
Are you taking your clothes off? I'm totally down with that.
You've already seen me with no clothes on.
Well, I would like to see it again. That's just, I'm just going to throw it out there.
First one's free.
Oh, I got to pay? I got my bonus, so I'm cool with that.
All right, I'll take your money. Just tidying up a little. Why have these pink glasses been here forever?
I keep thinking they're Lila's.
They're driving me insane.
Oh, man. How you feeling, Michelle?
You know, I've been better.
Yeah.
But I've been worse.
I'm with you. That's a good
answer. So there's that.
You know what I love when people are like, I'm at about 40%. Like, what? What's wrong with you?
The weather doesn't help. Situations don't help.
You know, this weekend is going to be super nice, right?
I did not know that.
Like 65 sunny both days.
Really?
Yep. You better get on it.
What am I going to do?
You want to come to the Brooklyn Museum on Sunday?
Nah.
Okay. Never mind. Then we're going to go hang out at Prospect Park.
Nice weather makes you, like, have to leave the house.
Makes you want to, like, get day drunk.
I don't like getting day drunk.
It's one of my favorite things to do.
That's so weird.
Why?
I don't know. I think it's funny.
Being in the sun makes me want to get drunk. I don't know why. It's like it just makes me so happy I want to have a good time.
Right.
That makes sense, though.
I guess so.
Yeah.
I don't associate getting drunk with having a good time anymore.
No, I'm just wow.
I'm just joking.
I could see that.
No, you know
too.
What it is? It's like if you get drunk during the day, then it's like getting stoned or watching TV in the morning.
But I'm
then
cool.
Your whole day is shot.
No, but I don't mean day like noon. I mean day like, you know, 4 or
oh, that's different. That's not day drunk.
If you're at the beach, like you could just sit there all day and drink beer and then go home, you take a shower, you go to bed and watch a movie, you know?
Yeah,
that's what I'm talking
that's,
about.
That's a good. That's what I don't mind.
That's what the summer's about. Being home by 7 after the beach.
I love the beach.
Yeah. That's what I'm talking about.
Who are you going to the museum with?
Nobody.
You're going to the Brooklyn Museum to see that Kehinde Wildey show?
Yeah.
And the Basquiat show?
I don't care about Basquiat. Me neither. Who does?
A lot of people.
That's weird.
A lot of people. I wish I cared, sort of. I don't think I care about any of those things. I think I'm going to museums or galleries tomorrow in Chelsea and Lower East Side anyway.
I'm getting a massage tomorrow.
You're lucky.
I don't like them.
Are you getting a Swedish massage where you throw up after? I want one of those.
I don't know. I just know I'm getting a massage, and I know when they ask me if I want it hard or soft, I'm saying soft. I don't like massages at all.
Frangry likes it soft.
I do like it soft. Gentle.
I want one of those ones.
You probably like it
hard. I like it hard. And
yeah,
I
know you do.
I like the ones where they, like, knead you out, and then you start sweating, and then you barf.
Wait, there's massages where you throw up?
Yeah.
Okay, well, let's just say I definitely don't plan on throwing up tomorrow.
You release all your toxins, and then your whole body starts sweating, and then you barf.
That sounds awful.
I don't know.
I'm going to get my ear piercing checked.
Good, because it's infected.
No, it's not. It's not infected. I think
it's allergic.
Yeah. It's not infected,
it's
though.
Crusty.
Wouldn't it look worse if it was infected?
It doesn't look right. Unless it's
I mean,
just,
it's just dry and crusty.
Maybe you take a long time to heal.
I do have a weakened immune system.
Perhaps that's it. But the piercer isn't a doctor.
No, but he can tell me if, like, he's seen it before.
Right.
Maybe it's too tight or I'm allergic to something or I don't know.
Are you going to get your vagina pierced while you're there?
Absolutely. Why wouldn't I? Considering how well my earlobe healed, I'm going to get my clit pierced.
That would be awful.
What if I called you tomorrow like, yo, I just got my clit pierced. What's up? Let's go get a drink.
I would say, what did you do with my friend Frank?
You'd be like, show me. You would totally say, show me.
Yeah, you know I would.
Yeah, I would totally show you. I don't care.
I would say, prove it. Like a bitch. Prove it.
God, I hate him. He people say that.
Yeah. Day drunk, huh?
I'm all about it.
I was saying a lot of old-timey phrases this week.
You said, man, you were cracking me up over email this week. I don't even remember now.
Oh, because you showed me the True Detective preview, and I said, did that make you horny? It made me horny.
Yeah, you said, I hated it, first of all.
I loved it.
You said it made you horny, but then you said something about roughhousing. And then there was something else you said that was really funny. I was, like, laughing out loud all of yesterday. All right, I guess we should maybe...
Oh, yeah, this is a show. It's a talk show.
This isn't about me and Michelle. No. Well, it is, but...
Not directly.
It's also about the weirdos. So we have a topic tonight, guys. Things you've overheard. We want to hear really good stories like the one I'm about to tell. And it's going to be hard to top this one.
It is. But I think it sets the tone and it shows what we're looking for.
Yeah, so far I'm winning the show.
Okay.
I'm going to put myself on the list.
Well, tell it first because your delivery might suck.
Oh, no, my delivery is fantastic. So I was seeing this guy. He was a man. He wasn't a guy. He was a man. And he was in a therapy session once and his phone happened to pocket dial me right as he was talking about me. So he left a message on my phone, a very long, sort of maybe like 10-minute message, where I heard everything he was saying about me in therapy.
What was he saying?
He called me shiny and new. He was saying good things. It was the most flattering thing I've ever heard.
You didn't tell me that.
Yeah, it was so sweet. Everything he said was really nice, thank God. Oh, my God.
Oh, I didn't realize that. I just assumed it was bad.
No. Wait, why?
Because I go right to negative.
No, the whole thing was...
Oh,
there
wasn't
one bad thing.
Well, why was he talking about it?
I don't know. Because he loved me? I don't know. But so then I was like, I can't tell you right now. And then so I was like, I should hang up. Like,
no
I
way.
Should not. I should delete this message. I should not listen. I listened to the whole thing.
Oh, yeah.
And then I immediately called him and was like, just so you know... You should maybe take your phone out of your pocket when you're at therapy because I just heard everything you said about me. And he was mortified. Mortified. He was like, at least it was good stuff. So
yeah, you're lucky it was good stuff.
Yeah.
Where is he now?
I don't know. I haven't spoken to him in like 5 or 6 or 7 years. Anyway, that happened. That was amazing. Anyway, so I win the show. I get the free t-shirt. But that's the kind of stuff we're looking for.
Yeah.
So things you've overheard, you can call us at 201-209-9368. But it also can be like funny stuff you overheard like in a restaurant or whatever. Anything really. As long as it's funny. Right?
Or crazy. Or disturbing.
Funny, crazy, or
sad.
Disturbing. What we don't want to hear is boring, lame, and stupid.
Right.
You can call us at 201-209-9368, or you can join our comments community by going to wfmu.org and clicking on the playlist link. Nobody's calling at all.
That's weird.
So maybe I killed it because they all know they can't beat my story.
I think our intro is a little longer than normal.
Marcel on the comments board wants to know if the winning t-shirt is the same as the premium t-shirt or is it a whole new thing? It is a whole new thing.
Awesome thing.
That Greg from Bloomfield, right, is designing for us.
It's awesome.
It's in the works. It will be done shortly. Brand new t-shirt for the brand new year.
You guys are going to freak out over it.
It's pretty badass.
Yeah, it's rad.
Am I allowed to say that?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. 201-209-9368. You're listening to Shut Up Weirdo on WFMU. You're on the air.
Oh my God.
What's wrong with you? Hi, you're on the radio.
I'm good. Hi, Frankie. Hi, Fruitbed.
Hey, buddy.
Hello.
So I take a lot of public transport, and so I end up overhearing a lot of people, but people who talk on phones are the best because they seem to not realize that they're talking loudly on their phone. And one lady was... She actually turned away as if that's more private than just talking on her phone in front of everybody. And it was very loudly talking about kind of what was going on. But what I most remember is her saying, no, No, I think it's just a urinary tract infection.
Oh,
no,
Jesus.
I'm pretty sure it's just a UTI.
People have no shame.
They really don't.
On the bus, that's like, that drives me insane. Like, yeah. Get off your phone on the bus. Yeah. Like, you can text and email. You can be quiet about it.
Oh, it's amazing how full conversations they'll have just thinking. If they can't see anybody, it's even better. Like, if they're just sitting in a single seat and they just can't see anybody, it's just like, I'm going to tell everything.
It's always girls.
People just don't care.
But have you noticed that it's always girls?
Well, women are better communicators.
Better or crazier? I don't know. Like, maybe have that conversation when you're at home in private.
I just think if it's someone you know that's not listening, then it almost doesn't matter what you say. Like, I don't, sometimes I don't care if strangers hear me say, like, effed up stuff.
Because you don't know them anyway?
Right.
Yeah, I guess that's kind of true.
Like, I don't care if this guy next to me knows that I don't have a UTI or that I might have a UTI. I mean, I don't talk on the phone on buses, but.
Yeah, I was just thinking that maybe it sounded like she wasn't going to, you know, check it out, and maybe it was a UTI.
Did you offer her some advice?
I didn't want to get that close.
Mm. It's not contagious.
Yeah, you might catch it. All right, buddy.
I didn't have any cranberry juice on hand. I couldn't offer it.
All right, buddy. Have a good one.
Have a good one.
201-209-9368. Things you've overheard. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hello.
Hi, what's up? You're on the air.
Oh, good. Hi. I don't really have a story that I overheard, but I wonder if you can clarify something about clit piercing for me.
Okay.
When you say clit piercing, is the actual clitoris pierced, or is it like just above? Or
I think it's the hood, but I'm not really sure. Do you know, Michelle?
I thought it was the hood.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think that a person can handle an actual clit piercing, no? Wouldn't that be like constant stimulation every time it touches something?
It could also be like piercing an eyeball. I mean, seeing as how it's sensitive, you know?
Yeah, I feel like maybe it's the hood, but then in that case, what's the point?
That's what Google's for.
Yeah, maybe you should Google it, buddy.
What's that?
You should Google it.
All right, well, thanks for clarifying. I've been worried about it since you brought it up a couple of minutes.
Well, I hope someday you can see a vaginal clit piercing.
Okay, enough of this talk.
Sorry. Well, Michelle, it feels uncomfortable.
It's like I don't want to have to hit the dump button a million times.
You didn't have to hit it once.
Yeah, I actually have, but you can't really tell.
You have?
Huh? Okay, no.
Then you need to read up on female genitalia, my friend.
No, that's not it.
All right, have a good one. Hi, you're on the radio.
That was so mean.
What? Hello.
You wanted me to hang up.
I know, but.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, so I got a story.
Okay.
Okay, so this happened this past Easter Sunday. I was walking through Park Slope, and I see this whole family dressed up like for Easter, and they're clearly having some kind of rumble or fight. Like, you can kind of hear like minor bickering. And then as I get closer, all of a sudden the dad, who is like fat, red-faced and wearing a blue shirt, he takes like a few steps angrily in one direction, then he turns around and then just shouts, like everybody can hear this, and I'm going to censor myself so you replace the words, but it's, you are an effing piece of poop of a mother.
Oh my god!
Like, he yelled it right at his wife in front of his kids, who were full-grown adults.
On Easter Sunday?
On Easter Sunday, and they were clearly out for something.
Ouch, Rob.
I would punch a MF who said that to me.
I wonder what she did.
Why do you think it was her?
I'm just joking.
Maybe it was him.
It was definitely him.
Not. He's definitely the crazy one in the relationship.
That's embarrassing.
But the thing is, like, as I walked by and that happened, it was like an explosion that happens right next to you. I turned around to look in the direction of the crowd of the family, including the mom and the wife, and it's like at that moment she, like, the hands came up to her face like she was punched in the face verbally.
Yeah, that guy probably does that to her. He's probably been doing that to her for 25 years.
She should be used to it then.
You should have told her to run. You should have ran up to her ear and said, run. Didn't you do something weird like that once to someone?
Probably, but I don't remember.
Oh, yeah, some little kid was like running from his parents and you were like, run for your life. You said that to like a 4-year-old. All right, buddy. Have a good one.
That's awesome. I did.
You told me some story like that. I don't know what it was. Like, his parents were chasing him, like, hey, wait, wait. And you were like, run for your life. To, like, a child.
I'm sure it was men in an empowering and innocent
I don't
way.
Care. I'm feeling it regardless. Whatever. Wait, someone had a funny story here. Hold on. Let me find.
Is Sweater Guy on there?
Oh, we have a public service announcement.
No, never mind.
Yes. There was a guy at the Hardy White show that was at Monty Hall during the marathon. When was that? Do we know the date of that? It was a Friday night. Was it the first or 20th, second?
20th, because it was after my
we
birthday.
We had blood in our hair.
I didn't look my best.
So it was the 20th?
Mm-hmm.
He had long hair.
I yelled hi.
Michelle said hi to him, and he had on, like, an abstract leopard print sweater.
Weird
it was
sweater.
Pretty badass, actually. We need to speak to him. If you are out there,
and
my
by
friend,
we, you mean me.
I mean Michelle, yes, but I was trying to, you know, not blow your cover here.
I don't care.
Oh, you don't care? Okay, anyway, Michelle has a crush on you. So email us. shutupweirdo@wfmu.org. Keep in mind, we will both be reading that email because it goes to both of us, so keep it clean.
Or not.
Or not. I'd be happy to read the or not, too. I'm down with that. Anyway, yeah, we must find him, right? He must know someone who works at the station because after it was over, he hung out.
And then I yelled, bye.
It was amazing. He walked by and she goes, hi. And he goes, hi. And then when he was leaving, she goes, bye. And he said, bye. And that was it. It was amazing.
I guess if he was into it, he might have talked to me more.
Or maybe he was like, girls do that. Or maybe he was like, oh my God, that's food bed. I don't know what to do. Like, maybe he goes home and he writes in his diary about it every day. Who knows? He's like, Mr. Food Bed. Okay, hold on. Common on the comments board says, my friend heard a mother and daughter on the street. The young daughter had her hand down her pants. And the mother got mad and took her hand out and said, now smell your hand. My friend said that the little girl sniffed her hand and looked pleased. As she should. Good for her. Good for her. 201.
That story is so weird.
209. I'm going to put it on the list. Sniffing little girl. 9368. Tonight's topic is things you've overheard. Hand sniffer. Common, you're on the list. Hi, you're on the radio.
Yeah, I overheard my friend, who's an EMT, on the radio, receive a report for a 17-year-old with severe rectal bleeding.
Ew.
But then after, they got an updated call, and it turned out that it was a 70-year-old man with severe rectal trauma from having too much of a good time with himself.
Oh, good for him. I mean, you know, you got to get your own sometimes.
I don't know. When you end up losing a lot of blood, I think you're...
What was he... Never mind. I don't
yeah,
know.
Never mind.
I mean, I do want to know, but I don't. But I do, but I don't.
But not on the air, maybe.
All right, have a good one.
I will.
Mr. Johnny says, awesome seduction technique, Michelle.
Oh, did I, like, blow it? Am I so uncool?
I thought it was pretty bad. Like, I would never have the balls to even say hi to a guy I was into. I thought it was cool when you did that. I was kind of like, that was badass.
Thanks.
Callie G on the comments board says she or he, I don't know, grew up with two neighborhood brothers named Pierce and Clint.
No, he didn't.
For some reason, this show has brought their names vividly back into my memory. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, Frank. Hey, Michelle. How are you?
Hey, what's up?
So we're in this Chinese restaurant one night, and we're sitting at a booth, and I'm on, like, my third Mai Tai at this point, so I was feeling pretty good. And this couple comes and sits in the booth right behind us. And the guy is, you know, at my back, and the girl is on the other side. And they start chatting. I got my ear bent to it. And you can tell that they're on a blind date, a first date type of thing. And, you know, the guy says to her, he goes, oh, yeah, you know, it took me a real long time to get up the nerve to call you. And she was like, yeah, I almost really forgot who you were. And they're going on, you know, that kind of chit-chat. And she also has this pause, and she looks at it, and she says, didn't you have hair the last time I saw you? He goes, oh, I was wondering when you were going to bring that up. I figured if we were going to get along that you should really see me the way I really am. And he had a toupee on at the party that he had met her at.
Oh, no. Toupees are so...
She got up and split.
Yeah. She got up and split?
She got up from the table and split. And I blew my Mai Tai all over my wife. And I was laughing hysterically.
That story hurts my feelings.
I feel like he lied.
What do you mean he lied?
He had a toupee on.
You wear makeup? That's not the same.
Oh, that's not the same.
I don't know.
Is that the same?
People wear push-up bras with, like, making you look totally different than what you really look like.
Come on, a guy's bald.
I don't wear a wig.
What about extensions?
I should with this haircut.
No, that haircut's cute.
I actually was thinking about getting extensions.
That's ridiculous. You look beautiful.
Michelle, that was a
nice
thing.
Well, maybe he should have gotten extensions and he might have had a longer date.
He should get extensions.
I think that girl's a jerk.
I don't know.
You don't got to get up and leave.
I would never do that. Right from the beginning, they weren't getting along.
Oh, well, she just didn't like him, and that was like the kicker.
All right.
Yeah. All right, buddy. Have a good one.
You too. Have a good weekend.
Call us at 201-209-9368. Tonight's topic is things you've overheard.
It'd be funny if long-haired guy ended up being bald, and then I'd have to like him anyway. Even though I wouldn't.
Oh my God. How amazing would it be if he actually emails? That'd be...
I don't know if he's an FMU dude. He might just be like a Hardy White dude or something.
A Hardy White dude would be an FMU dude, though, no?
Might
I mean,
not
he was here.
Show.
If he was here, he's an FMU dude.
That's getting creepy.
Okay, sorry. You're right. Let's not get creepy.
Yeah.
Call us. 201-209-9368. Hi, you're on the radio.
Okay. Mine is I was at a screening of one of the Harry Potter movies, a midnight screening, and this guy was in the top row, and he was pouring some sort of mystery powder into his drink.
Ooh.
And then it got to the point where he was a handicapped gentleman pouring strange things in his drink. And it got to the point where that grandma-looking lady was making them write things on their hands or whatever. But he got pulled out of the theater because he just kept screaming, "She's a bitch! She's a bitch!"
What?
He went on an assault.
Wait, can I ask how this has to do... What did you overhear?
Everyone in the theater overheard him...
Screaming?
Yelling at the movie.
That's not overhearing. That's okay. That's just hearing.
Well, I've also overheard my upstairs neighbors talking about me.
Really?
Ooh, what were they
That's
saying?
Good.
She was, like... either making fun of me or scolding me about, like, when people were walking by and I'd blow fog at them with a fog machine. Yeah, he was down there with his fog machine, ba-da-ba-da-ba. And once I had, like, heard that, I just laid by the window and listened to him all night, but it was boring, boring stuff. Just kind of like, giggle, giggle, we're drunk.
I like it. All right, have a good one, buddy.
You too.
Call us.
I like that story. That guy's a fog machine.
201-209-9368. The topic is things you've overheard. Hi, you're on the radio.
Great guy.
We don't have any calls.
201-209-9368. Call now and you'll get through.
Mr. Johnny says you should take out a missed connections. In the Village Voice.
Yeah, but if this guy actually calls, you know I'm just going to freak out.
I'll take care of it for you.
Yeah, you can be my manager.
I'll set up a date.
No, I don't want to go on a date.
Well, what do you think is going to happen then?
Can I just, like, watch TV at my house?
That's a date.
It is.
You can't invite him to your house on the first night you meet him, though. What if he's a raper?
Well, you could come, too.
So you want me to third wheel your date so
sure,
that you
not?
Can make sure he's not a
double,
raper?
It could be a double date.
Who am I going to go out with?
His friend had long hair.
Why do we only date guys with long hair?
I don't date guys with long hair, actually. My ex-boyfriend had a ponytail.
So did mine. A bun. A man bun, actually. Yeah.
Have you seen those fake man buns that they're selling now?
No! Ew! Are you serious?
Yeah, they're like clip-on man buns.
Ew! Oh my god, imagine you took a dude home and he was like, hold on, let me take out my fake man bun. It's like immediate, like, I don't know, Mojave Desert down there after that. No? Like, what? Who the hell would buy that?
I mean, there's no way I would, it's just like I would never.
Wait, but what's the difference between a man bun and a regular bun? Isn't it just a bun?
Yeah, but it's a fake bun.
Fake bun. You like clip, it's like an extension.
Yeah.
That's disgusting. Ew. Hi, you're on the radio. Hello? He hung up. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, what's up?
So this one time I overheard someone planning a murder.
No way.
I was on this train on my way home. It was a past train. And I fell asleep, and when I woke up, I heard this guy, you know, he's talking on his cell phone, of course. He's, like, trying to be low-key. And he says, yeah, I'm going to do it tonight. I'm going to go through his back door. We're going to finish this, yada, yada, yada. And I was, like, waiting to see if I heard something about it. And turns out that guy ended up getting arrested, like, 2 days later.
For murder?
Yeah.
No. Hey,
No, not for, he didn't get arrested for murder, it was like something else. But I was also, before I was going to ask Michelle, is everything okay?
Yeah, why?
Oh, you sounded like a little bit down. I hope you didn't have a rough week or nothing.
I kind of did. Thanks for asking. I'm surprised you could tell.
That's so weird.
I just had a hunch. I don't know. It's weird.
Aw, that was sweet.
That's really sweet. Thank you. I feel better now.
Oh, okay. No problem.
That's so sweet. Nice.
Have a good one, buddy.
All right, thank you, too.
Maybe that was long hair guy.
No. Damn. That's weird that you could tell that I had a rough week.
They know us well. 201-20... Wait, I had a rough week. 201-209-9368. Things you've overheard. We're halfway through the show. Are you having a good time?
Yeah, that made me a little emotional.
Are you going to cry a little bit?
I already cried enough yesterday.
Yeah, I hear you. We're falling apart over here. Shut up, weirdo.
It's all right. We have a hit radio show. Who else can say that?
Not a lot of people.
We need to cash in on this thing now that this whole Broad City thing has gone crazy.
Somebody posted a photo of Broad City on our Shut Up, Weirdo page of the two girls in Broad City in a bed eating pizza. I was like, that show should be ours.
They're different than us.
I haven't seen it yet.
I mean, it's funny.
Like, not as funny?
It's just different. It's just
They're just more sexual, right?
It's the same. I mean, you're sexual.
So are you.
I mean, they're like raunchy.
I'm a little more
You're raunchier.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like, it's annoying because people are like, that's what girls wants to be. But like, it's like, why is it like Girls Wants to Be? Because it's like a show about girls. It's so stupid to compare them. So, but I think maybe now's our time to get a TV show.
Well, what do we do about that? Tell Ken to station manage this.
He's listening.
Ken?
Station manage this.
Can we talk about the mug I gave Ken?
Yeah, go ahead.
It was so cute, wasn't it?
Yes.
I gave Ken the cutest gift for helping us during the marathon.
He loved it.
He did?
Yeah.
He did drink out of it immediately.
He loved it.
So anyone who's seen The Jinx, you know what I'm saying when I say Beverly Hills. And I made Ken a mug that says Beverly Hills in The Jinx handwriting, and he was so excited.
You made it?
Well, I
just thought you, like, pre-ordered it, that it existed. I didn't realize you, like, customed
it. No, I customed it.
Oh, that makes it so much more special.
Isn't that so cool?
Yeah, that's even cooler.
Thanks.
That's way cooler.
Yeah, I customed it. That doesn't exist, but it will now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I should have made a bunch and sold them.
No, I don't think you can make money off that.
But you could. Anyway, 201-209-9368, things you've overheard. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, what's up?
I have an awesome overhearing story for you.
Let's hear it. I'm so excited.
Okay, so years ago, me and the guys were in the comic strip down in New York City, and sitting at the next table from us was Mary Lou Retton, the Olympic gold
medalist. No way!
Yes!
This is a great story already.
I love you!
Okay, so I said to my buddies, and mind you, we've been drinking a little bit, I said, we happened to notice her physical appearance.
Right.
And I said, in not so flattering terms, boy, I would like to go south of the border.
Yes.
Okay, to put it nicely.
Okay, thank you.
So she overheard me. I did not intend for her to hear it. She overheard me, and she leaned over to our table and said, not for another gold medal.
Oh, my God. This cannot be real.
You got burned by Mary Lou Retton?
You got burned by Mary Lou Retton.
Yeah, so I got turned down by Mary Lou, but we all, you know, I bought their table a round of drinks as an apology, but
that is awesome.
She heard me, and I was a little embarrassed, and I thought her answer was quite good, actually.
That is genius. Not for another gold medal. What is your name?
My name is Mike.
Mike, you are on the list. You are probably winning a T-shirt. Listen at the end of the hour.
Okay. Have a good night.
Oh, my
girl.
God. That is the
I
best
love
story.
That story.
That so good.
I love that story. Anytime you involve an Olympic gold medalist, I think you've got some potential there.
Listen, Just Ted says, as soon as I saw, what's that show, Broad City?
Mm-hmm.
I thought they were ripping off ideas from this show. What if they are?
They're not.
Do we need to watch
no,
it?
No, they're smart, talented comedians, and they deserve damn everything that they're getting
okay,
right now.
Okay, then Mr. Johnny is saying, are Frangry and Michelle body raunchy or risque? Have you listened to I'm Worth It? Is that even still up? I hope not.
They're a lot younger than us, too.
Thanks, Michelle. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, this is one. Two women of early 20s. One of them did all the talking, walking on the sidewalk ahead of me. And she was saying, see, that was easy. Apparently they had made their first, the second one who was with her had made her first visit to a supermarket.
What?
And they apparently had bought, you know, real groceries that they had to prepare, and she's saying encouraging words, and now we can, you know, have dinner at home and so on. And the other one's nodding, and then there's a pause, and the first one says, so where do you want to eat tonight?
So they were just making jokes? Like, I'm so confused. Is that a joke?
I don't get it.
What just happened? Why is he not saying anything?
Sir?
How about this one that I read in the
Jesus,
paper?
Jesus, goodbye.
Don't hang up on people.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Yeah, hi. One time I was online at like an ice cream shop, and there was a cop in front of me.
I love ice cream.
I like your voice.
Who doesn't? Thank you.
Oh, God.
So,
do I say that every
so there was a cop in front of me, and over his walkie-talkie, I heard vanilla. Like the other guy was phoning in his order.
Do you think it'd be funny if this guy didn't sound hot?
No. What's your name, hot guy?
It's Steve from Staten Island.
Steve from Staten Island, you're on the list because we just want your address.
And maybe if I get a shirt, we'll see.
Oh, really? All right.
All right.
Listen at the end of the hour. Oh, my God, I can't talk. Listen at the end of the hour.
Okay.
All right, bye. Oh, my God, I love you. Oh, Just Ted says Joe Firestone was on Broad City. That's
She's
true.
Awesome. Yeah, so is Jonathan Herwig.
I do love me some Joe Firestone.
Oh, my God. Did you see the doll comedy thing she did?
No.
Oh, my God, it's amazing. She did a stand-up comedy thing, and the whole audience is dolls, and she's talking about all the dolls. It's so funny.
Where do I see that?
I'll send it to you. Okay. She's amazing. Her show's on awesome. Monday nights, I believe, and it is so good. Dr. Game Show. God, she is funny.
Yeah, she's pretty funny.
She deserves a show, a TV show.
Yeah, she does. See, we don't.
Maybe we don't.
We're more a reality show, less concept show.
Oh, that's so sorry. Upsetting.
I know, but it's true.
I don't want to believe that about
us. I know, but it's you need to just accept what is.
No, I don't believe that I'm more Kardashian than...
I didn't say Kardashian. I just said more reality. It doesn't mean it's a Kardashian reality. It's just a reality.
I mean,
reality.
I know we're not going to have like a sketch comedy show, but I just think we're better than a reality television show.
We're not. Because you know what? Our lives are good enough. Well, we're not. Sorry. Jill Firestone could have
her. She's going places.
Yeah, we are not. But you know what? We should just be happy with that.
Okay.
And just accept what is.
All right.
That's what I've been learning.
Maybe we can ride Jill Firestone's coattails.
I mean, I'd totally be down with that. Call us at 201-209-9368. You're listening to Shut Up Weirdo on WFMU, and tonight's topic is things you've overheard.
You know, maybe we were just ahead of our time.
Oh, were we?
Maybe.
I don't know about that.
Okay, fine.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Is he singing Deo?
Deo.
Thug Life!
Hello?
Thug Life!
Hi.
Thug Life!
Okay, you're on the radio.
Thug Life!
Okay, I'm gonna hang up now. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hello, this is Mike.
Hi, Mike.
I'm going a little under the weather, so sorry if I sound a bit congested or hard to hear over the
it's okay.
Or anything.
You sound
but
fine.
I have,
everyone's
I have a
sick.
Pretty good story, I think, for this topic. Now, I am cheating a little bit because it was my roommate who overheard this and told it to me. Can I still share?
That's okay.
That's
yeah.
Fine.
All right. He was walking around Central Park with his mother, who was visiting from Wisconsin, and he saw a grown man and, I guess, his daughter, who was apparently no older than, like, 7. He was walking, and she was kind of, like, you know, sitting on his shoulders, strolling around the park, and him and his mom overheard the dad say to the girl, and that's why it's kind of like Bill Clinton and Monica Lewinsky.
Oh, my God, I'm dying to hear the rest of
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I wish I knew the rest of it.
So am I. I really want to know. I mean, maybe they were coming from the Natural History Museum, and there was some kind of reference to, like, I don't know. But
to blue dresses? I mean,
who knows?
All right, buddy, that's a good one. Have a good one.
Thanks, you too.
I like Monica Lewinsky.
Me too, I love her. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, I got a story.
Let's hear it.
All right, I was at the U2 concert.
Okay, goodbye.
Click. That was mean. I was joking.
I wasn't. 201-209-9368, things you've overheard.
That was harsh. Maybe, like, his girlfriend made him go or something.
Well, then he can call back and explain, but unless that was the case, don't call back.
Wow.
Are you kidding me, U2? There was a broski on Tinder today, and one of the things he said was, Bono's spirit animal. And me and Michelle were like, oh, God. Like, ew. What's wrong with people?
I don't understand how people can feel like they can relate to Bono or...
Well, I mean, there must be a girl who loves you too, who's like, yeah.
I mean, but did you like Rattle and Hum and all that crap back then?
I don't even know. I don't like any.
I mean, I don't remember always hating you too. I definitely didn't.
I mean, I'm sure there's like a couple good songs, but it's just hating, like, Bono? Ew.
Who do you think would win in a fight, Bono or Sting?
Sting.
You like Sting?
I mean, at least he's hotter, to be honest. That Police record is good. No?
That's
better than you too.
Yeah, I guess so.
Like, if I had to listen to one on repeat, I would choose Sting and not Bono. Maybe not Sting, but the Police. 201-209-9368. Now I feel bad for hanging up on that guy.
It was an instinct. It wasn't your fault.
I just heard you too, and
I know.
It's like my mind.
I mean, we both looked
went
at each
crazy.
Other. I feel it.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm going to hell. Hi, you're on the radio. I'm terrified. It's him.
Hi, how are you tonight?
Hey, what's
just
up?
Just tell him he got cut off.
No, oh, yeah, he got cut off.
Hold on 1 second. Okay, sorry.
What's up, buddy? Hello, you're on the radio. What's your story?
Okay, well, first of all, thank you. Hate you too. Hate Bono. Sorry. Okay, so let's see. I was in high school, and my friend and I were walking down the hallway, and I didn't know that his ex-girlfriend was behind us, who just got a perm. And he said to me, guess who I found out got caught in the bathroom with a guy? So I said to him, this girl. And he said, no. And I said, okay, Susan Santanella. And he goes, no. And then I said, well, who was it? After a couple more guesses. And he said, Susan so-and-so. And I said, Susan Santa Mop. She was right behind us.
It's not that good.
Okay, sorry about that.
But thank you for calling. Have a good one. Shooting everyone down. Hi, you're on the radio.
Maybe if you were there. Had to be there.
Hey,
had to be there. Yeah, maybe. Hey, what's up?
So I was getting pizza with my friends in this place, and this guy comes up and sits down behind us.
And he's mumbling to himself,
and he's kind of like touched in the head or on drugs or something.
Uh-huh.
But every time a new song comes out over the radio, he immediately, from the first note, knows exactly who it is. He says it out loud. Who it is, what year it came out, and then he starts belting out all these soul hits. Like, he's doing Percy Sledge, he's doing Isaac Hayes, and he immediately loses track, too. Like, he goes right back to mumbling. But it was the most surreal thing we had seen. I felt like I was in a David Lynch film or something.
I really have no idea what you just said, because I was mesmerized by your voice. Sorry.
Oh. Thank you.
Do you have a radio show? Because you should.
No, I don't. I've been told I should.
But... Oh, dear God. I can't even take this phone call. I got to hang up now. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, what's up?
You want to hear about the time I overheard something crazy?
Yep.
Okay, well, one day when I was riding on the train, I heard these two kids talking about the Nubian rain had fallen. I didn't say nothing because these kids caught my goat. Even when...
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, I was walking down 6th Avenue in Manhattan.
Yeah.
And this, 21, 22-year-old boy in, a flannel shirt and, cool jeans was freaking out on his cell phone. And he said, Mom, I need your credit card number to finish my movie.
Good story, bro.
So I'm hoping he, got it done.
Yeah, me too. I mean, that would be really sad if he didn't. All right, have a good one. What's happening?
I kind of like that story.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, it's John McCabe.
Hi, hey. John McCabe.
2 weeks in a row.
I'm at the Dancing Eagle Truck Stop and Casino.
Awesome.
I thought he said something else in Casino. I got scared.
The F stop?
Yeah.
Same thing, really. Truck stop, F stop. What's up, John McCabe? What have you overheard?
I was in a truck stop in Florida, and this family was going on this road trip with their grandmother, and the grandmother walks into the restroom. And then the mother says to the kids, okay, we've got to show her that we're having a good time. And it's they're coaching the kids about how to, make nice with the grandmother. And one of the kids said, I thought you said she was going to die soon.
Love it. That's pretty good. All right, John McCabe, thanks for calling.
All right.
Have Goodbye. A good one.
It's funny that John McCabe's a truck driver now.
Do you know who else is a truck driver?
Who?
Andy Cohen.
No, he's not.
Swear to God.
How'd you find that out?
Saw something on a blog. Someone sent it to me.
Are you sure?
Yep.
I don't believe you.
I'll send it to you.
No, he's like a web developer or something.
I'll send it to you.
There's no way
he's... I'll send it to you.
Okay.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi. So I was walking down the street one day, and I heard these two guys who were walking in the opposite direction, and all they said was, so... Then I ate the crack rock. I swallowed it. And the other guy goes, nice.
Nice.
That was it.
Nice.
He's probably getting chased by the feds.
So he ate it?
Yeah.
It was down the street from a rehab clinic. So.
Yeah. Mm. Mm-hmm. All right, buddy. Have a good one.
All right, thanks.
Mary Lou Retton's winning.
Oh, my God. Hi, you're on the radio.
Doug Weiss.
What?
Tupac. Okay.
Tupac.
Who is that lunatic? Hey, you're on the radio.
Hey, how you ladies doing tonight?
Good, how are you?
Good, good. A long time ago, in a place called Bangkok, the airport, I heard a conversation by these two American women in front of me, presumably American, they could have been Canadian, and they had a business going, let's say. And since I don't look classically American, I guess they didn't care who could hear.
Mm-hmm.
But the one, who was obviously more experienced, was instructing the other on how she could have made more money with the Asian businessman she was with the night before. And it got kind of detailed, and I'm not going to go there.
Ooh,
I want to know.
Yeah, but he can't say it. Ugh, email
not gonna
it.
Go there. I mean, I'm not going to, you know, but I'm listening to this, and I can't believe it. And they're both really attractive, you know, hot women.
Was it an obvious thing you would do to make more money or something that surprised you?
It was pretty obvious, and then it got a little more detailed.
Oh, my God, I'm dying to know.
Email. Can you use coded language?
Yeah, can... No, it's too risky. It's too risque.
But it was...
Send a sexually explicit email.
I know you like those.
I just stood there silently, kind of taking it all in and thought, wow. That's a totally different lifestyle. You know, I just, that's, you know, but they sounded like they were pretty good. So, anyway, that's one of my favorite all-time overheard conversations.
All right, have a good one, buddy.
Okay, you too. Take care.
Call us at 201-209-9368. You'll get through right now. Our topic tonight is things you've overheard. You're listening to Shut Up Weirdo on the greatest radio station in the world, WFMU.
There's only 10 minutes left.
Buddy.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Call us at 201.
Hi, you're on the radio.
209-9368. You'll get through right now. Our topic tonight
you sound
is
so different.
Things you've overheard.
I sound so nasally.
You're listening to on the greatest radio station in the world.
I sound
deeper.
Majorly nasally.
Buddy. Hi, you're on the radio.
Oh, you can't hear it. That sucks. Call us at 201-209-9368. Things you've overheard is tonight's topic.
Did you ever hear that?
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, ladies. Related to the marathon and the blood thing, when you guys saw each other naked for the first time, was it what you expected?
It was better.
Better, but what I expected, but better.
Yeah.
Okay, because I know with guys, we always... sort of try to picture
what I like that you just called in to ask us that.
Wait, guys do what? What do guys do?
Well, when we meet women, we try to picture what they would be naked before we see them naked.
And then usually is it what you expect but better?
Both. It could be either way.
I guess it depends.
Either way. I'm just wondering if women do the same thing.
I would say sure on my part, it was what I expected but better.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
I've already said it. I was talking about it the other day.
All right, buddy. Thanks for calling and asking about that. Yeah.
All right. Take care, ladies.
Jesus, perverts. Hi, you're on the radio.
So you guys saw each other. Did you guys take photos?
Did you?
Yeah.
No, you didn't.
I totally have a photo of your vagina.
Shut up.
Of course not. Jesus Christ, what's wrong with you? I didn't have my phone in there. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, what's up?
Yeah, I have one that didn't happen to me, but happened to a friend, which is okay to share?
Yes.
Okay, so he was walking down the street, and I guess there was a couple of guys behind him. And he heard them saying over and over again, spread them, spread them, spread them, spread them. And he realized that they were saying it to his footsteps. With every step he took, they were saying, spread them. And when he stopped and tied his shoe, they you know, walked right past him. But apparently, I guess he was being ogled in that situation.
What?
I don't understand.
Like sexually harassed.
Oh, like his butt?
Yeah, they were Spreadham was referring to his butt.
So
yeah.
Nasty. OMG.
Yeah.
Scandal.
Unfortunate, but yeah.
Ew. All right, have a good one.
You too.
up on like 17 people.
Why?
I didn't mean to. It just kind of happened.
You keep doing it.
Well, I can't drop this call.
Jesus.
Hi, you're on the radio.
OMG.
Oh, yeah. That guy again.
You all right there?
Yeah.
It's been going good. It was a good topic.
Yeah, I like this show.
It was a good show.
Yeah. Yeah. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, can I finish my U2 story?
Oh,
yes.
Oh, God.
Yes, you can.
So, thank you. So, I was backstage.
Oh, it gets worse.
It better be good.
So, I was saying, do you think they'll come over and visit us or say hello? Now, I was just there just to go along for the show. So, he actually overheard me saying that, and he came over to meet us. There's like four of us. So, he said, I'll give you an M&M. This will last all night long. That's from overhearing us.
What does that even mean?
I don't know what it meant, but he gave me an M&M, so I said, sure.
Hold on. You're telling me that you were backstage at a YouTube concert, and Bono came up to you and said, I'll give you an M&M. It'll last all night long?
Absolutely.
That makes me hate him about a million times more than I already
did. Did it last all night? Does he have secret M&Ms?
No, it was just an M&M. He just thinks he's that important. Oh, my God. I hate him so much. What did you do with the M&M?
2 bites, and I swallowed it.
He swallowed it.
You should have thrown it in his effing short little face.
Little face.
You should have put it in his, like, shoes where he wears, like, 3-inch platforms.
Oh, my God, you really hate him.
Oh, my God, I hate him so much. You should have shoved it against the shield of his sunglasses.
He's literally 5 feet tall.
I hate him!
I mean, he's short. That's no reason to hate him.
Well, I hate him because he's short and he's gross and he's tacky and his music sucks and he effing sucks. Why would you go up to someone and be like, here's an M&M. It's gonna last all night long.
Because I'm Bono.
Yeah, shut up. Oh, my God, I'm so angry right now. I could, like, rip my hair out.
Oh, my God, do it.
I've been so angry all week.
The story.
All right, the story actually turned out good because it made me furious. I am flipping out.
Excellent.
Oh, my God. Have a good one.
You too. Have a good week.
Why are you so mad?
I don't know. I've been having a rough week. I've been so angry, and this just, like, put me over the edge.
Are you gonna be okay? What about the edge? Do you hate the edge?
Oh, oh no! I kind of like the edge. He's kind of hot. You don't think he's kind of cute?
No, not
Oh,
really.
No, how am I gonna figure out the winner?
Oh, I think we know. What are you having for dinner?
Nothing. Beer?
Yeah, piece it together.
Hi, you're on the radio.
I don't know. How am I going to figure out this?
Oh, Jesus, that guy. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi. I called in with that terrible high school story.
Oh, yeah.
Already blocked it out of my memory.
You can hang up now if you like.
Wait, why are you calling again?
Okay, I have a better story. Are you ready?
Sure.
Okay, my sister went to the hospital, but she had no insurance, and she had my little nephew with her. So she goes up to the counter, and they said name, so she gave them my sister's name. My 4-year-old nephew was there, and he goes, Mommy, why are you giving them Aunt Renee's name? So then my sister kicks him, and he goes, Mommy, why are you kicking me?
Great story, bro.
That's not even an overheard story.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Whoa.
What was that?
Angry for angry.
I think your earrings are bugged.
Oh, my God.
The government's listening. That was so weird. What
that
was
that? Weird. What the hell?
I don't know.
Do it again.
What am I supposed to do again? Angry for angry?
Why is it doing that?
Do it. Do it. Oh my God!
It hurts my eardrum.
Do it again.
Why is it doing that? Oh my God! Something's wrong with my ear. I'm like a monster.
I told you. Do you hear that?
I can't do it now. It's not working.
Are we the only ones who hear it? I can't get...
Get close.
What's happening right now? Dude, what is that? I'm not into it at all. It's like the reverb. It's the reverb through the headphone. That's what it is.
It's not happening to me.
Talk.
It's not happening to me.
Pull the headphone out. There, see? God, we're idiots. Jesus Christ. Effing amateur radio hosts right here. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, back when I used to live in New Jersey, it was a while ago, I had to go to the main DMV office in Trenton to straighten out a driver's license issue. It was a big, crowded place with a lot of people waiting in line. And I noticed that there's this big, sweaty guy, and he keeps getting bounced from one window to another. And this is also pre-cell phone, so there's one payphone in the corner of the room. And he keeps going back to the phone to make some kind of phone call, get the vehicle number.
Oh, wait, we have to go. I'm really sorry, but we're out of time. I'm sorry, we're out of time.
Wait, the winner is Mike with Mary Lou Retton saying, "Not for another gold medal."
Congratulations, Mike.
Send us your t-shirt size and mailing address to shutupweirdo@wfmu.org.
You're listening to Amateur Hour. I mean, Shut Up Weirdo on WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in Rockland County 91.9 and online at WFMU.org. Please stay tuned for Billy Jam.
From me.
Oh, Paula, please try to understand.
How can you ask me to understand anything like this? No, I'm sorry, but I don't understand. Go to San Francisco, but don't expect me to be waiting for you when you get back.
And the blood moon happening with the fours is creating a lot of attention. You know what fours mean? I mean, I was thinking 44, maybe Gematra, and what that 44 means, it means to kill or death. Also a number of blood, too. It's crazy. Blood moon passing over in the morning at 4 Mountain Time. We're after 4 Pacific Time. And then, of course, lasts the only 4 minutes and 44 seconds, according to astronomers.
ass ice cold. Went to and gamble with their lives like a dice roll. This ain't a light show, but you see them red and blues flashing on the TV screen, channel 7 news. Where those low dudes reach for Rugas. Never surf the internet, never own computers. You know the name, don't know the face, then he the mover. Whoever's quietest in the room, then he the shooter. The old heads don't understand, asking how come. We don't think like Martin, while Malcolm was the outcome. Any means necessary, yeah, where I'm from. While I had pops, most grew up without one. All they had was drugs, where the street wars met. Walking out every day with the devil on your doorstep. Sitting on your porch in the course, it's the city limit where you see they have no remorse.
Reminiscing when I had a whole load more bullshit than a matador. So it was either money or monogamy, running with a monopoly, death over dishonesty. And yes, I confess, I smoke a lot of weed. Heck, I'm vexed, when will the drama cease? Maybe in my absence, all I seem to hear is I'm crazier than your average. I don't vacate, I hibernate. Awake, just to defecate on your cyberspace.
All black Mercedes, skipping through the city, you know I track them ladies, looking for a good time, yeah, hell of a good time, mostly I'm about my paper, you know I can rhyme, you can tell when I match broke with nope, yo, I ain't trying to be broke, so I match broke with dope, and I don't mean that shit in your vein, but you will lean forward if I shit in your brain, you know it, you should get your act together, you and your whole crew get smacked together, whatever, it's a no choice option, automatic text don't dance when they pop it, stop jocking, get a life, or get an autograph, you not getting it right, you just getting them tight, boy, I'm so dangerous, now that I got enough money, I can aim the fist and fire, if I put that word out, you become work for hire, looking for your nine, pushing the old five, looking for your brain, going out of your mind, yeah, it's a new day, yeah, it's a new time, you got a new chance, now get on that line.
No, because it's 4 a.m. in the morning, like...
Shots is jumping like the Lakers. I want land with eggs. We shaking them potential papers. I'm from back in the day with them noses, camera tapers. And crackers that call you a moody, treat you like a racist. Militant, yeah, I'm back in the roof. 30-30 pop, I hit your ass from the roof. Yeah, it's the truth. Professional on you on your stoop. Money bop with body shots, take your body drop. I ain't got the hammer cock to probably shoot. Think your dudes they talk about, we should have called a juice. Shout out to all my niggas that be hanging on the juice. Waiting to make this shit spark, bang, let loose. Chill, man, chill, let's get out a dollar bill. They told me, chill, let's get out a dollar bill. They chill, let's get out a dollar bill. They told me, chill, let's get out a dollar bill.
Singing, I do, it's sick, I speak, while I'm in it, my breath is stink, to my soul clean, it's just been sunk, my body possessed by intoxicated demons. Cause I go dark, as I smoke on a new pour, my flow too short, sped up, 45, and my mind be nuts, all the books, the minds, still blind, see a fight, when I drink, when I fight, when I think, not high, bar, well, Kush is my sidekick, laid up with a chick. She braided, is a hair, yes. Oh, my dick, these fuzz, that's it. Rub it on a clip, then I cheek, and your ring is the juice release.